Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good brother. Good morning.
Praise God.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And what a wonderful morning it is. Hear my brother's voices. God bless you, man. So good to hear y'all. Hallelujah. Who wants to give a quick shout out while we got a couple seconds? Who wants to say their
name?
For sure.
Good morning,
brother Frank.
Brother Frank, yes, sir.
Missed y'all last week, man. Had to work, man. I hated it. I missed y'all.
Praise God. Yeah, I wasn't able to hit you up with the recording. Praise God. That's why we try to.
Brothers.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother? I just heard your voice a couple hours ago.
I know. Praise God. I know there's a lot of ministry things going on.
The guy that told me to start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I believe. Yeah, man, that's where I'm trying to be right now.
That's my man. Who's that? That's my boy. Who's that talking? Stefan, yeah. That's my man. What's going on, brother?
What's going on?
You on fire? Right. You on fire, ain't you?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I checked out your channel too, man. That's straight fire. I was loving it too. Thank you.
Yeah, praise God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, I just shot some music. I got some new stuff that's finna drop. Man, I'm finna push a movement, you know?
Ooh,
push the move. Okay. Yeah, listen. At the end, let's make sure that we get that for anybody who maybe wasn't on the first time, that we can get your information. We'll make sure that we do that at the end so we can continue to support one another. That's how we're supposed to be. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm seeing our time is already in play, and I certainly appreciate all the brothers, your hearts, your minds. I can feel your spirit. This is, I'm not getting it twisted by what the world may say. This is the most wonderful time of the year. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's all about, man. This is what it all comes down to. And so we welcome you all to the gathering, our 15-minute prayer and praise line and fellowship line. We thank you all for being here once again. We have a whole new month, a whole new thing that we're going to be getting into for this year. Our theme has been consistently applying our faith, seeing every day as a time that we put our faith to work on our behalf. Praise God. And but for this month, we're starting off a new thing, and this is going to take things even deeper. I mean, we've been talking about seeing troubles over, and for anybody who has any background noise, just for the time being, while we open up here, if you can put your phones on mute and we'll open it back up for everybody in a little bit, if you can, I certainly appreciate it. So, I mean, we've been talking about consistently applying faith to knowing God and seeing troubles over and all those type things. But for this month, for the month of April, we're really going to be getting deep. This thing is going to be about consistently applying our faith to know our purpose, or to make it personal, to know my purpose. To know my purpose. This is really where we're, because we can be spinning our wheels, doing a whole lot of stuff and doing a whole lot of stuff. But really, when it comes to knowing your purpose, is going to be not just moving to where you think that your strengths are, or where you are away from where you think your weaknesses may lie, but really it's about coming to know where God has placed you within the kingdom, to know where that you'll be the most effective for the kingdom, which may or may not line up with your strengths and your weaknesses. Praise God. So again, I'm not going to get real deep into it. I usually, for the first Saturday of every month, I kind of lay some foundations, and then we kind of take off from there. But I will say, I had a conversation, and of course we know that 2020 was when the pandemic was at its highest. There was so much loss of life and so much loss of job and so many other things going on. And there was a particular young man who lost his life to COVID. And my coworkers were talking about it, and they were saying, you know what? That's the saddest thing. That's the most tragic thing is a person cut down in the prime of their life. And I just kind of flowed. It just kind of flowed out of me. I said, well, you know, that certainly is a sad thing, but to me, an even sadder thing is for someone to live a whole full life and never know why they were here, never know their purpose, never know where they fit in. To me, that's the saddest thing. To live your whole life on this planet, 80, 90 or plus beyond that years, and to never know what you were called to do in this earth. You know, to me, that's the saddest thing. What we were called to know, and matter of fact, let me give you the scripture that I'm going to kind of use as a backdrop just for today to kind of launch our prayer off from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath both ordained, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." God has already ordained that this is the way that we should walk. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. So it allows us to be, it allows us to see specifically where God has a place for us. There's so many different scriptures that we can go into just as a reference also. And it also causes us to value our place and not get challenged by somebody else's strengths or somebody where somebody else's place is. You know, somebody says, "Hey, you know, my ministry's blowing up. You know, I got an online thing. I'm getting 2 million views." You know, and you know you got an online thing is, and maybe you got 100 subscribers and maybe 100 views a month or something like that. That shouldn't make you, you know, feel some kind of way against another brothers who's about doing his thing or who's on the come up, as they say. You know, God has all of us. He has success is not about how many followers and how many, you know, or how much. If I'm not going through issues, success is, are you following what God has for you? That's success in life. Now, some may do it on a grander scale or on a bigger area, but there is no greater success in life than you being able to do what God is calling for you. To be a steward doesn't necessarily all the make. So, for instance, I remember when we were, when I was a part of a being in a church, we were building a church, and they were looking at which chairs they were going to get. And there was, listen, I really feel that the Lord, our leader was saying, I really feel that the Lord is leaning towards this particular type of chair. And at the time, the group was generally saying, yeah, but this chair here is actually, you know, it's less money and it really is about the same quality. Why not just go with this one? So to us, it just, well, listen, if I'm going to be a good steward, it means like saving money. But is it saving if it's not bringing the effect that God wants you to bring? So sometimes it's not even about the money at all. Sometimes being a good steward, again, is more about understanding, again, it's the same way of understanding your purpose, knowing that it's about you doing what God would call you to do to position you in the best way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 takes another step, deals with the relationship within the body. 1 Corinthians 12, and I'm just going to read just a couple of verses starting at verse 14. And it says, "For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?" See, so each place, each position in the body has a place. And I want you to understand that you have a special place. And we used to do this thing years ago called, I believe called a spiritual gift inventory. And what they would do is that they would go through different questions about things that you're interested in. And depending on how you answered what you were interested in, they'd say, well, more than likely, you know, maybe your gifting is in evangelism. Maybe your gifting is this. Maybe your gifting is that, based on how you answered those questions. But when it comes to truly, when it comes down to giftings, and I'm not speaking against that, but because that maybe that can kind of point you in a direction. I can see that. But the fact of the matter is, when we're talking about gifts of the Spirit may absolutely have nothing to do with what you're interested in now. As a matter of fact, God may be calling you, some of you on this line right now, the thing that you're saying, listen, I don't want nothing to do with that, that may be the thing that you're called to. And that may be why you're so resistant to it. It could be, you know. So I don't want us to get caught up in our interests and our strengths and our weaknesses and what we see in the flesh and what we see in the natural or what we even see in our own minds. This is about consistently applying your faith so you can come to know what God has for you. It breaks through what you have knowledge of. It breaks through what you have, what makes sense logically and the reasoning. And it brings us to another thing that you can never get in the flesh, and that's discernment. He's not looking for us to be people of reasoning, people of logic, people of the knowledge. Although there's nothing wrong. We need knowledge of things. We need understanding and all those kind of things, but we are not led by those things. God gives us a discernment to be able to look in the realm of the spirit, to know past that which we know, to know past that which we know, to be led by something that's beyond what we can see. And that's why it's about consistently applying faith, because faith, again, goes into that realm to be able to bring things back for us that we need to see. It's not about, oh, I know that scripture. Oh, I heard that scripture. No, it's about allowing the scripture to become of your part of in your heart. And that's why we're going to all this year, well, I'm not moving from, you know, that aspect of it, consistently applying your faith. I don't care how much scripture you know. I don't care how look good it looks like it's going for you. I don't care how much you've made or how much they increased you, how much, you know, no, there's nobody that has gone any particular level in Christ that can't go a little bit further. I don't care how good you're walking right now for God, that you can't tell me that you can't be doing some things a little bit better. Okay, we need to consistently apply our faith to know. I mean, there's so much peace that comes with knowing what you're called to do. You know, when we get on this prayer line, I think the thing, reason people talk about, well, Brother Jay, you know, you get on there and you get all excited and you get all revved up. Yeah, because I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm clear with this, that this is what this is, you know. And so when I get other brothers on, listen, I get the other brothers on there because they know that this is what we're not just trying to teach. We're not just trying to put some ministry out there. No, we're walking in our calling. And that's why I would want everybody to be sure the word talks about making your calling and election sure, so you can know what is best for you. And the same way things can blow up for one brother, they can blow up for another brother, again, regardless of the scale. So, again, we just wanted to kind of lay, we're going to go a lot deeper into callings and elections and all those kind of things as this month goes in. But we just wanted to lay that out there so you can just start to pray concerning where God is leading you. There are dreams that you have right now that have yet to be fulfilled, you know, and I'm good. Praise God. I'm sorry. I'm good when it comes to multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. I talk to some of my brothers and we love to talk about multiple streams of income, multiple streams and God leading you multiple ways, but don't get it twisted, brothers. God can have one idea. One idea can make you a millionaire in 30 days. One idea from God will set you up and set your generations up for the next three generations off one idea. So we can look and we can say, hey, multiple streams, that's great. We can support our way. But listen, it only takes one thought from God to change your life. It only takes one word that you can give somebody on the street, change their life forever. Somebody might have been not thinking nothing about Jesus at all or even interested in anything anybody had to say about God. And you, in passing, was led to say one word to that brother. And the next thing you know, he's taking Jesus home to his wife and to his family and changing his whole life. I mean, it only takes one word, but it's got to be the right word that God has at that particular time. So I'm encouraging you, brothers, make this a week to start adding to your prayers, if you're not, even adding more to your prayers about God, show me more of my purpose. Show me more of where I fit. Show me more of where you're calling me to be. And show me those things that I may be thinking or believing or acting on that's hindering or slowing down where you are calling me to go. Brothers, I love y'all. We're going to go ahead and go right into prayer. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for all that you are calling us to and all that you have done for us. We thank you that your love overwhelms us and overflows us and floods our heart and floods our soul. And we just thank you for meeting us right now on this prayer line. We thank you that the communication of our faith, your word says, becomes effectual by acknowledging every good thing that is in us in Christ Jesus. And we acknowledge right now that you are a good God and your grace is within us. Your knowledge is within us. Your wisdom is within us. Hallelujah. And we can discern between the things on the left and the things on the right and where you are calling us to go. We thank you, Lord, that you are a good shepherd. Hallelujah. You are the good shepherd. And the voice of a stranger we won't follow. But we hear your voice and we move as you are calling us in the name of Jesus. So we believe in our heart and we say with our mouth that this day the will of God is done in our lives. We believe in our heart and we say with our mouth that we walk in a manner that is pleasing to you right now. We believe in our heart. We say with our mouth that, Lord, that we desire to please you in all things, and we will bear fruit that is according to good work in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for each and every heart, each and every gift, each and every utterance that you have put upon the minds and the hearts of the brothers that are on this line right now, dear God. Continue to cause them to walk in victory. Continue to allow them and to encourage them to stand up to whatever wall might be in front of them, that they can see the fullness of what you're doing and trust you deeper and trust you deeper and trust you deeper in all things, that they can give themselves wholeheartedly to your word, that they can give themselves wholeheartedly to their families, and give their selves wholeheartedly to allowing you to work through their purpose, that you would bring out good and mighty things. I declare temperance in their lives. I declare self-control in all their lives. I declare respectability in all of their lives. I declare in the name of Jesus, the spirit of hospitality in the name of Jesus. I declare right now that your spirit working within them causes a spirit of gentleness and honesty as they move throughout this world. I declare in the name of Jesus that they are overcomers, that they will not be held back by any trick of Satan, but they will see themselves alive in you, looking to you, author and finisher of their faith. Thank you, God, for the calling. Thank you, God, for your peace. Thank you, God, for your purpose that is upon every brother that is on this line. We give honor to you, Lord, for you alone are worthy, and we thank you that in you we realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and great are your works in our heart. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. Can we just take a quick second that we can just pray, give some praise unto the Lord our God, and again, for those who speak in the spirit way, we invite you to speak right now in the name of Jesus. Just let's rejoice right now in God of our salvation. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy are you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's good, brothers. That's good. And I know that can get real good to you. We just gonna take a quick second as we wrap this up. We're gonna just do a quick word of a quick confession. If y'all can just say this with me, in the name of Jesus. I am destined and appointed to know the will of God for my life. I am empowered to recognize and to be intimately acquainted with what God would have in my life. He abides in me permanently, and he guides me in all truth, and whatever he speaks to me, I will hear and I will move. I have the mind of Christ, and I hold the purposes of the heart of God.
of the heart of God.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God.
In Jesus' name, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're going to have to consistently apply our faith for this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I always say, this is not a one-time thing. This is not a, I did that thing. This is a, I'm doing that thing. Praise God. That's what's going to make this thing come alive in your lives. Well, just real quick, brothers, as we wrap up this part of the of our time, we're thankful again for all of you being on. We're thankful for God's goodness and his faithfulness in our lives to meet us here and not just be about what a person or what we can minister or speak or good words we can come up with, but faith actually flowing through the Spirit to give us what we need at that particular time. Again, I do pray that all of you would hold these words in your heart. And again, we know what this being, and I know overall, Resurrection Sunday is all over Christendom. This becomes one of the biggest Sundays that people try to get involved. But even more so, I encourage you, not just because it's Resurrection Sunday, but even more so because you have been resurrected and there's a resurrected Savior living inside of you to do the best as you can to be a part of your services or your calling as to where you're placed. And again, if you do not have a station of faith, we certainly invite you to worship with us, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide. We have our 10 o'clock services, actually. I know where we're right now, we're online, but yet we also are going to be at the Doubletree Hotel downtown Wilmington. You can look that one up just for sake of time. Or you can go to our website, wcccw.org. All the information is there if you need a place to worship. But I would say get somewhere and put yourself underneath a biblical teaching. We all need this, and we need it consistently in our lives. That's why I keep saying it's about consistently applied faith. You can hear a word, and it's and Satan can come before the day is out to steal that word. But hallelujah! But you can you hold to it better. You stand better as you stand in Him. So praise God. Well, we're going to open this up. I don't I don't know if any specific prayer requests were sent to Brother Gerald or to Brother Walt. We'll engage that first because I know a lot of times they'll send prayer requests to us specifically. If not, also we're going to open that up to other brothers who maybe have some other prayer requests on the line, and then we're going to let brothers go at it from there. And if somebody hears a word for it, or if someone has a prayer, we'll allow you to address after that.
Amen. Hey, Amen. Jake, I'm going to tag on to the end of that and say, brothers, don't be shy. Don't be shy. If there's, I mean, if it's a small thing you want us to pray about. We're here right now. We're here to agree with what the will of the Lord is for your life and pray that, that your prayer request is his desire for your life. So we're here for you guys, man. We want to touch and agree. So don't be shy, you guys. Speak up. Go ahead. Who was that? Is that Frank or who was that? That I heard?
Hey, Jake, this is Patrick. I had a real quick testimony. I felt like I needed to speak also one quick word to somebody. You got to, you mind if I step in right here?
Go ahead, brother.
So a month ago, a very good brother of mine, I told him I was having some problems at work. And, you know, you got to appreciate a brother who will spend some time in prayer and go seek a word that's going to do something, you know, that apple of gold and a setting of silver. Anyways, he sent me a text. And y'all know, some of y'all know him. He might be on the phone with us right now. But sent me a text through Messenger, and there was one word in there that just kind of jumped out at me. It was the word jewel, that you would be a jewel to your employer. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of latched myself onto it, and because I wasn't seeing myself as a jewel to my employer. And I started saying it when I would sit down to go to work, and sometimes I'd say it in the middle of the day. This was March 2nd. That word has started to impact every area of my life, not only my business, but my marriage and really my fellowship at church. I've got people coming up to me and like embracing me as a brother in that, this a new fellowship for us. We didn't really know anybody. And I got people embracing me and they're seeing me like a jewel. And it's partially, I know, because I've been confessing what I feel like the word of the Lord was towards me. So I just really wanted to make sure that I want to give God the glory because, you know, that brother was prompted because I asked him specifically. I said, look, could you go and ask what the Lord would tell you about me? And he did. And I got something extraordinarily specific to confess out of my own mouth. And I can't tell you how it has changed my mindset about how I feel about walking out my door. I mean, I feel like I'm a valuable human being here put on this earth. You're talking about for a purpose and for a place and for a time. I'm like, you know, I was born for such a time as this. Is how I've been carrying myself for the last
month. Come on, bro.
So I just want to say thank you for the brother. He knows who he is. And I also want to give a real quick word while you were praying. And I sense this brother is on the phone right now. He's got things he wants to pray about, but he does not want to say anything because he doesn't want to embarrass himself. Well, I tell you what, God already knows that, and he just prompted me to speak directly to you. So open your ears up for a second. This had to do with how you see yourself and your eyes and where your eyes are going. So here's the word. It says, I want you, this is what the Lord's saying to you. I want you to keep the cross more in your vision. In other words, wherever you go, like if you're walking down the street, you're going to see the cross. If you're buying something at the supermarket, you're going to see the cross. If you're, you know, having a discussion at home and getting a little elevated here, you're going to see the cross. And the reason why the cross is important is that was the place the sacrifice was made for you. And that was the place that everything that you'd ever done was put to death. And you are become a new man. I'm not a slave anymore because of that cross. I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to fear. And I honestly want this word for myself. I want to see the cross more in my daily life. But I felt like that was a word specifically for somebody that your eyes have been leaking a little bit to the right or maybe to the left a little bit. But you know what? Yes. Center line of the road is how you travel down this road. And keeping the cross in your vision is going to help you get to the next place where God has you.
Praise God. Sure. Praise God. Sure.
Yes, praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Any other requests there?
Praise God. The cross of the crossroads.
Hey, Minister Walk. You. Minister Walk.
Is that Brother Tito?
Yeah. Hey, brother. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, bro.
Good morning.
I got some good doctor's reports, man. I'm excited. Come on, bro. Sarah. My primary doctor sent me a message saying that my blood work came back, and he said it's the best he's seen it out of all time.
Thank you, Lord.
And then my kidney doctor took some blood work from me too for different tests, different checks of the blood for my kidneys, and he said to me, I had an appointment yesterday. He said you were a high stage 3. Kidney failure, almost stage 4. He said you are now a moderately stage 2.
Restoration coming
right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, brother. The
improvement. The kidneys are improving. Constantly improving, you know, everything is improving. I'm getting stronger, you know, every day. So I thank everybody for their prayers, and I just been taking authority in Jesus' name. You know, I just been taking authority, like what is, you know, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I just been on that word, said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So, you know, and I thank everybody that was in prayer for me as well. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm getting there.
The word is a word.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
He's faithful, brother. He's faithful.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that testimony, bro. If y'all don't, many of you may not know Brother Tito, but around the beginning of the year, he was suffering some excruciating pain And I won't even go into the details, but it basically the doctors gave him almost like a like he said, like they gave him a, I won't say a death sentence, so to speak, but they made it look like they couldn't find out what was going on with him. They couldn't find out what was going on, and his system was like totally like starting to fail, and his body, his internal organs were starting to fail him almost to the point of like shutting down on him, And it wasn't even COVID related or anything like that. But the Lord has answered Tito's prayers, man, and to see this miraculous recovery is nothing short of a miracle. So, you know, God is still in the miracle business, y'all. So Brother Tito, thank you again for sharing that with us. Thank God for that you've been hearing the voice of the Lord concerning your recovery and you know what to do and how to follow Him. And again, speaking that word, that spoken word over your own life is just, oof. I have no words for that. The disciples came to Jesus and said, how can we be without you? How can we be without us? You have the words of life. You know, how can we be without Christ in this day? He has the words of life. He is the word of life. Thank you, brother, for sharing. You got me excited. You got me excited. Word works.
The word works.
Amen. I think the word is real powerful. And for you guys that don't know me, I'm Stefan. I'm 23, and I just came to Christ recently, about like 2 months ago. And it's crazy how God works. Like, He makes me speechless. But I was wondering, do you guys have like a group chat or like any type of information where I can like keep in contact with you guys just in case I have any questions or I maybe need a word? Because every time I get on these phone calls, like, I get humbled in a good way, and like the stuff you guys say, like, I don't know, it really touches me because I go to a life group every Thursday with like guys my age. I try to surround myself with like believers in Christ and try to keep myself around like guys my age and like not in my old crowd. But they also told me in life group, they was like, surround yourself by older people that are in the word too, you know? And I'm not saying like I'm like all you guys are like old or anything. Well, I'm just saying like, I don't know if anybody else in here is my age, but.
You know what, bro? I like how you preface that. I don't know if you guys are older. we some old heads, man. Let's keep it honest. Some old heads in here. There's some young heads in here too, like yourself too, man. So you're not alone. I don't think you're alone, bro. I know some youngins in here too, but let me say this though. You bring up a real good point, man. We'd love to have young men like you in the fellowship, because you just mentioned something that we need to take this fellowship to another level, which would be a group, like a group chat page, maybe even a Facebook page or whatever. So stay on, man, whatever, if there's a little place to put something on your heart, it could be the Men's Gathering Instagram page, whatever. If the Lord put something on your heart to like that for that to create for this group, run with it, brother, run with it. We would be delighted. And we can put the link in a group text or something like that, or so hey, bro, run with it, man. I charge you to run with it. Thank you, bro.
All right.
Thank you, man.
All right, for sure. Thank you.
You just, there's purpose. There's purpose right there. There it is. Purpose popping off.
There it is. All right,
glory to God. Glory to God.
And Brother Patrick, thanks for that good word, man. Thanks for that good that prophetic word, bro. I think that's something that's probably for all of us, man. To be honest with you, I'm doing this season. I know it was for me. I ain't gonna lie, it was for me. But yeah, thank you, brother.
I feel like that word jewel was also for everybody too. If you see yourself as a jewel, if you see yourself as valuable, you'll carry yourself as such. And the truth is, the Spirit of God lives in every single person on this phone line. And that should be enough to realize that you are a Jew.
Praise God. Brother Gerald, I heard you say
that. You just said, he said, keep your eye on the cross. Keep your eye on the cross.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yeah. I think I want to piggyback off of Jay, Brother Jay, and Brother Walt, in saying, like,
purpose. We this is Brother Gerald. You guys just don't know. I mean, I guess we can't say, like, you just never know when you're speaking something, who it's for, who you're encouraging. Oh. A lot of times it's the person that you're encouraging, they're silent. I want to voice how I'm feeling, right? And just say, like, if you have something to say, don't hold it back, man, because you just don't know. It could be small. It might seem minor. It might seem insignificant to you. But it could be so impactful and so influential to someone else. And I just want to say, you guys have been a breath of fresh air today. I've been, I don't know, like, on fire since a couple months ago when Brother Jay was explaining righteousness to us. But lately, the devil's just been at me. You know what I mean? You could be high one minute and be low the next. And it doesn't matter if you're seasoned, if you're old, if you're young, if you know the word, if you don't know the word. Like, he comes after us all in different forms. And today was just refreshing and re-encouraging and retooling for me. It's kind of like, get back your excitement, Gerald. Get back your energy. Get back to who you are. Take your authority. Remember the cross. Know you're a Jew. Like, you have a person. Like, all these things, you put them all together. It's so powerful. Everybody just added a piece of what they're feeling and what they're thinking to that, to the point where I feel encouraged again. I feel that energy that I had like a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, because it kind of just slowly dissipated for a second, for a spell there. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that has stepped up and said something. You guys have encouraged me. Iron definitely sharpens iron. And I just want to say, you know, if you have something to say or something burning in your heart or something in your spirit, by all means, please speak up, because you just never know who that message is for and who you're encouraging. Don't be afraid. Don't let the devil steal, you know, what God is telling you you should or shouldn't be saying. You know what I mean? Like, just get it out there. You just never know.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing, Brother Gerald.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, brothers, any other words before we get ready to close out this session? And I know some of us have some other prayer sessions that start at within the next few minutes, so I'm not going to look to hold you. But there is so much. I'm just looking forward to coming back next week, really. Praise God. So anyone else? Just want to make sure.
Well, real quick, Brother Jay,
yes.
That's okay?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say that's not how I put it. That was how the doctor put it. Those were his words when he said that blood test came back. His words were exactly where, that's the best I've seen it all time.
Mm.
He said, and then he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. That's
glory
what he said, referring to my blood work. He said, that's the best I've seen it all
that
time. And he's been my doctor for over 2 years. And I've taken several of many, many blood tests. And he said, that's the best I've seen at all time.
Mm.
So I just wanted to share that. That's how he put it. And
that's the best I've seen
I'm just
all
thankful.
Time. Praise God. That's a word right there. And I declare the same way Brother Tito got that word from a specialist. I declare that word over every brother that's on this line, that it shall be said of your life, that it shall be said of your finances, that it shall be said of your relationships and marriages for those who are married, that it shall be seen, that it shall be said of your job perspective, that it shall be said that is the best I've seen it all time. That is the best I've seen it all time. And it shall be said that is the best I've seen it all time. The Lord is going to continue to confirm his word to each and every one of you, and that is our prayer for you. Well, brothers, I certainly appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all. We continue to make it our business to pray for every single one of y'all. Continue to pray for us. Listen, invite somebody else next week. When we send out the text and those kind of things, send them, forward them to somebody else so they can get in on a part of this, man. We don't even see fully where God is going to be taking this, but we just know that there's a calling on it, the same way that there's a calling on your life. And I'm looking forward to hearing that word next week where we can go deeper into understanding our calling. Hallelujah, and putting faith on knowing where we've been called. You will never be more fulfilled in your life without knowing your calling. Amen. So praise God, brothers. We love you. Appreciate you. Have an excellent week. Give God some extra praise tomorrow. Yeah. Hallelujah. And regardless of how down your situation looks, just remember that the same way he got up, if you're in him, you'll get up as well. Praise God. He's a resurrector. Amen. Glory to God. And he's worth celebrating and giving our all. Amen.
I want to say something real quick. I want to say something real quick about Tito. Tito, and you know, we've been praying restoration over his life. You just gave a testimony of restoration. Restoration just doesn't mean something that was it's coming back to the way it was before. And we talked about this on Fellowship on our prayer calls before. Restoration means God is bringing it back to where the purpose for why you were created, the purpose for why your organs were created, the purpose for why you're supposed to be walking in that hill. So in other words, you weren't restored to the situation you were before. You restoration means you are functioning in the perfection and the purpose of which those organs were created to function.
Mm.
So no wonder the doctor will come back and say that this is the best blood work you've had ever since you've been here. This is the best blood. Just watch for the restoration. Watch for the exceeding and abundantly above all you can ask or think, brother. That's all I want to say. And you keep speaking restoration over you, sir. Keep speaking restoration. All right.
Amen.
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 All right, well, y'all brothers have an excellent week and an excellent day. I'm about to drop off, but we'll holler back at you. Love y'all, man. Enjoy this weekend, man. Enjoy this. Yes, indeed.
Love you, brothers. God bless.
See you guys.
Yeah, brother, too.